From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Sarah Palin delivered a rousing, history-making speech last night to a national television audience and excited delegates at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota. We'll get to that story in just a moment, but first, there are new developments to report to you in the scandal that has engulfed Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick.
I lied under oath in the case of Gary Brown and Harold Nelson versus the City of Detroit. Case number 03317557NZ, regarding information that was relevant to claims made by Gary Brown and Harold Nelson. I did so with an intent to mislead the court and the jury and to impede and obstruct the fair administration of justice. I lied under oath at a civil deposition for the Brown-Nelson lawsuit on October 11, 2004 in the City of Detroit. I also lied under oath in the civil jury trial in the Nelson Brown lawsuit in the Wayne County Circuit Court on August 29, 2007.
Earlier today, Mayor Kilpatrick pleaded guilty to felony charges in a sex scandal and will finally resign after months of trying to hold on to his position. Kilpatrick was ordered jailed for 4 months and fined $1 million. Joining us now, WDET's news program director Jerome Vaughn with an update. Jerome?
Yes, Tony, it's been quite a hectic day here in Detroit. Mayor Kilpatrick accepted this plea deal this morning, right around 10:30 or so. The courtroom was packed with his lawyers, lawyers from the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, as well as his large entourage of bodyguards. Many people showed up there knowing that this was an historic moment for the city of Detroit. And of course, the story continues to unfold throughout the day.
Basically, what happens in the plea deal?
Well, as you said, the mayor is going to spend 4 months in jail. As part of this, he's got to pay $1 million restitution. He will surrender his pension and benefits. He's going to lose his law license. That will be suspended for the 5-year probation period. And also, during that 5 years of probation, he's not allowed to run for elective office again. That resignation of his is going to be effective September 18th. The 14 days in between, there'll be a transition to Mayor Ken Cockrell, who is right now the president of the Detroit City Council. He will be the acting mayor until an election is held sometime next year.
What's been the reaction? I would imagine that it would be mixed.
It is. I mean, I think by and large, the citizens of the city of Detroit and the surrounding suburbs, it is a sense of relief, a sense of, okay, we can move on from this. There's been a lot of rancor over the past several months as these legal problems have played out. He's got a very staunch group of supporters, Mayor Kilpatrick does. But that number has been dwindling over the months. Once the allegations of assault came out against a Wayne County sheriff's detective a couple of months back, that really started to erode some support. When the mayor was put in jail for a bond violation several weeks ago, that continued to erode support. But even yesterday, at another hearing, there were strong supporters of the mayor outside. Today, many people saying they support the mayor, and you know, if the mayor were to run again, that people would support him. That number has shrunk, but there's still a vocal support for him.
Jerome, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Jerome Vaughn is news program director for member station WDET in Detroit. He spoke with us from the studios there.